understand salvation through Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 385, titled, How to Understand Salvation Through Jesus Christ. Pardon me. I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. First, dear friends, understand that there is only one Savior. Dear friend, are you saved? Are you born again? Saved is a Bible word, not a term thought up by man. I have been a Christian for almost 40 years, and I find that most people still do not have an understanding of God's message of salvation. I am not surprised, because that is exactly what the devil, Satan, wants. Confusion regarding salvation through Jesus Christ. So, dear friend, you must believe there is one true God. Secondly, you must believe that God can do something for you, and He has recorded His plan of redemption in the Holy Bible. The only God that can save souls is the God of the Bible. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. A person is saved by putting their complete trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, not by doing something to earn heaven. Trusting is believing. Trusting is believing. Believing must come from the heart, not the head. Do you love and trust your spouse? With your head or with your heart? Do you love and trust your spouse with your head or with your heart? Plato, Aristotle, or Einstein could only think as far as their finite minds were able. They could not even solve the problems of this life, such as sickness, disease, pain, hunger, and death, let alone know anything about eternity. God knew we needed something to go by, so He put everything there is to know in His holy word, the Holy Bible. Next, dear friend, you need to understand that you are a sinner, and so am I. Have you ever sinned? How about just once? One lie, one theft. Once is enough. For God says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Holy Bible says in Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So you and I, like our father Adam, are born sinners. We have not obeyed all of God's commandments, have we? Your guilt as a sinner is shown by the fact that you will eventually die, and so will I. The Holy Bible states in Ezekiel 18:20, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Have you sinned before? Sure, you have. Admit it. Be honest. Tell the truth. A saved sinner has their sins forgiven by faith in Jesus Christ. An unsaved sinner still bears their sins when they die. How to understand salvation through Jesus Christ. No one gets into heaven with their sins. No one. Nothing unclean gets into heaven. This creates a problem. How do you get rid of your sins? Are your sins adding up day by day? Are they too much to even keep up with anymore? Are you saying, what's the use, as so many people do? Jesus Christ says in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Could you say that to someone and mean it? No. Well, Jesus Christ can and did. Next, dear friend, you need to understand that there is only one solution to this problem. Jesus Christ was not conceived the same way you and I were. He was born of a virgin without the aid of a man, if you will. The Holy Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Because Jesus is God, his blood was sinless. Jesus died on a cross to pay for your sins as the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world. Romans 5:8 says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now that's love for you. The Holy Bible says in Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That's good news, dear friend. That's good news. That ought to help you understand salvation through Jesus Christ. The Holy Bible says in Hebrews 9:22, without shedding of blood is no remission. That is, no remission of sins. Our blood is polluted by sin, so it could not be shed to take away our sin. The blood of Jesus can take away all of your sins because he is sinless and his blood is pure. His blood can remove your sin as far as the east is from the west. God said he would remember them no more. Isn't that good news? Wouldn't you want that? You should. And then finally, dear friend, today, understand that there is only one sin that can land you in hell and keep you out of heaven. Please hear me on this. People do not go to hell for their sins. They go to hell for rejecting Jesus Christ as their sin bearer, their substitute, and the one who died in their place for their sins. The Holy Bible says in St. John 3:18, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. His name is Jesus." Jesus Christ knew how many sins you would commit, but he said he loved you and died for you. Would you right now just pray to God and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior now that you understand salvation through Jesus Christ, dear friend? Romans 10:9 states that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, today, now that you understand salvation through Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. And all you have to do is believe on him. Believe in him. Pray and ask him to save your soul, because the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died in your place and rose again from the dead, and you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart so you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer right now. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by your power and might. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation, this good news presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior, please visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled "What to Do After You Enter Through the Door." The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Tract League, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel tract online at fellowshiptractleague.org. And when you do, send an offering, because they will send you the gospel tracts free of charge. Also, most importantly, when you get your gospel tracts, please, by all means, pass them out. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.